broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back. We just opened up the window behind us. There is the beautiful El Pacifico. If you're watching us on Phil TV in HD, and welcome back to our show, The Phil Hendry Show, all over the planet Earth. Let's just put it that way, man. We are live online. We're on our wonderful network of radio stations. We're in, you know, possibly, if you hear voices in your teeth, sure, it could be me. You don't necessarily have to be schizophrenic. I could very well be communicating to you through some sort of a copper plate that the CIA put in your skull one night when you were asleep and you didn't know it. Don't let them talk you into thinking you're nuts. No, 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 no. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is, in fact, everywhere. Now, I want to tell you about something. Coming up very soon, we are going to ask you to do something. And if you want to practice, you can. If you want to practice, you can. But we're going to keep track of all of our Facebook likes, and we're going to keep track of all of our Twitter hashtags. And we're going to keep track, and when I say keep track of the hashtags, we're going to keep track of the people that are making them. And we're going to keep track of all the people that are liking our Phil Hendry fan page on Facebook. Okay? And then we're going to put them into a random drawing, and once a month, or however many times, yeah, I guess once a month, we're going to draw a name, and you'll get a free month of listening on the Phil Hendry Show website. Is that a beautiful thing? Is that worth the price of admission? Is that worth your time, your effort, and the pain and the agony of getting out of bed in the morning? Yes!
I think it is.
Exactly. So, stick around. We will officially drop the handkerchief on this probably tomorrow night, and I'll let you know all. I'll let you know exactly what to hashtag, because this is a very specific thing I want you to hashtag. And then we're going to very specifically tell you what to do over on the Facebook fan page, okay? So that's starting tomorrow night here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Please do join us. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And joining us now from Lincoln's in Laguna Beach is Ken Gawa, Mr. Gawa, or Kawa, excuse me, C-O-W-A.
C-O-W-A is one way that the family name is spelled it, Phil.
All right. Ken, you are with Sixth Estate. Tell us about that.
I certainly would be happy to. Sixth Estate is a public service organization that is designed to protect the American consumer and the individual American from intrusion by the federal government into their lives, into their businesses, into the lives of family members, into their private communications, emails, telephone calls, mail, you name it, Phil. Sixth Estate, if you will, is a watchdog group that is a step beyond the Fifth Estate, because we do things that professional press has stopped doing, and that is protecting the individual's right to privacy. The press, at one time, was there to protect us from government intrusion and government restriction on our speech, government restriction on our information. The press doesn't do that anymore. So we need to rely on ourselves. That's what Sixth Estate is about.
All right, but Sixth Estate is not about the press.
No, sir, it's not.
It is about privacy.
Sixth Estate is about privacy, and it is about, there are a great many people right now who want to shut down things like Facebook, and they want to shut down things like Twitter, because they feel that Twitter and Facebook are an intrusion on the privacy and an intrusion on the private communications of people. If you have a Facebook page, if you have a Twitter page, there's an awful lot the government or any private individual who wants to do the digging can find out about. We are forced into, and this is what we've come to. So many people are going out and doing what they can do to connect with people. And that's why Facebook and Twitter are essential. I don't see them in our organization. Hold on. God. Oh.
Gesundheit.
Oh, thank you, Phil.
God.
Oh. I could be coming down with something. I've got an allergy. We don't believe in government intrusion. We don't believe in government inflicting itself and compromising our privacy. We don't believe that the government should in any way do that, and the Constitution guarantees that. Facebook and Twitter are different. Facebook and Twitter need to remain open and viable, even though they do risk, they do pose a risk and a threat to our privacy.
All right, let's take this one step at a time. Facebook and Twitter, in your opinion...
In our opinion, and the opinion of Six the State, and I think it's been proven over and over again, that Facebook, Twitter, and other social networking sites such as Google+, we've seen this with Google Buzz, we've seen it with MySpace, BlackBerry Buzz, these are social media sites that can and will compromise your privacy and take your information and disseminate it to government agencies, to private companies, to public agencies, and so forth. We stand four square against that.
All right. If you stand four square against that, why do you not stand against Facebook and Twitter?
All right. And that's a very good question, and this is why we want to be very clear. We don't stand against Facebook, Twitter, or Google Buzz, or Google Plus, because these sites represent something very potent. They represent the ability of average people to connect with each other and to engage each other, at times in intimate ways, at times in friendly ways. But the value of being able to connect with another human being on that level is so valuable that we cannot stand against that. And so we have said to people that are on our mailing list, and we've said to others, it's worth it to run the risk of having the government take your private information if you can be on a social media site, a social networking site, and meet a woman or a man that you can then interact with in a very exciting way.
And all right, so
it's a level of honesty, Phil, I don't think people are used to having.
You're saying that the government is going to the government is.
Let me put it another way, okay?
Go ahead.
I don't believe, and no one in America today wants to give up their right to privacy. No one in America today wants to give up any one of their precious rights under the Constitution of the United States, the Fifth Amendment, the right to keep one's personal effects and private papers private. This is a part of our Constitution, and yet we are recognizing more and more that people are willing to compromise their right to privacy if it means they can meet and interact with an exciting person on Facebook or Twitter with the possibility of a sexual, and I'll say it very clearly, sexual connection. If not sexual, one of friendship, but one that is of a very intimate or close to an intimate nature.
And so people are willing to give up their constitutional rights for sex?
People are willing to give... I think you put it the wrong way. I think you should say this. I think you should say, naturally, when it comes to intimacy, sex, the interaction of two human beings sexually, naturally, we are going to push constitutional rights and legal matters and thus to the back burner.
Why would you say naturally? That seems a little...
I don't think there's any doubt, because if you... I've been involved in debates on this topic for the last 2 years, and every time I sit down in a seminar with people to discuss the Constitution and the rights of the individual, every time they bring up Facebook or Twitter, people begin to back off. They don't want to talk about shutting those sites down. They don't want to talk about monitoring those sites. They don't want to talk about limiting the access those sites have to private material. And I believe it's because the very people who are involved in this issue with me and are activists along with me, those people, they're human. And they get on Facebook and they get on Twitter and they meet a woman or they meet a man and they have a passing... sexual or intimate relationship with them, and it's exciting for them.
And so, in other words, so it is true. Sex trumps constitutionality.
No, it doesn't trump it so much as it is the intelligent decision. It's the intellectual decision that we've made.
And you know, it almost sounds as if when you talk about this, that you're trying to sort of use reverse psychology. You know what I mean? it sounds like you're saying, oh, okay, well, as long as you don't really like your constitutional rights as much as you like to go out and have sex, well, we understand that, and there's nothing we can do about it. So, yeah, go ahead and go on Facebook and go on Twitter and have a ball.
Not a bad point of view that you're. It's not a bad view that you're taking there, Phil. And I guess if I were you, I might think something like that. But I there really isn't anything we can do. There isn't anything that I can do to convince the average American that it is not smart for them to be on Facebook or on Twitter, even though they're trying to pick up a woman or hit on a man, because the government of the United States of America could be looking right up there. Blankety blank, and looking into their lives. I can say that till I'm blue in the face, and no one is going to listen to me. No one's going to care. And I've spent 2 years looking into this. I believe it's because the decision has been made. We'll risk having the government know things about us, or having even other entities know things about us, if we can take a shot at intimate sex with a stranger.
Well, you know, I used to say, and I still believe, that sex is the only thing that we risk death over. I mean, people will risk dying just to have a sexual relationship. Hence, people have unprotected sex, you know?
Well, there's something to be said for that, yeah.
And so now you're saying that sex is also something that we will risk compromising our personal security. We will allow even the government or whoever to know our address and know our home phone number and know where we are at all times, if it means we can go out and, you know, have sex.
That is true.
How would they know where we are at all times?
Well, you, on Facebook and on Twitter, you have location. There are location applications.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and you can, and not only that, you only have to use it one time, and that can be tracked forever, so that even if you have the locator turned off, the government or some industrial espionage type of entity can still track you.
It's very interesting stuff. We're going to come back and talk more with Ken Kawa. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and Ken is with Sixth Estate. They're very big on maintaining our constitutional right to privacy. They've been involved in a great many different forums and actions, but there's no defense against it when it comes to Twitter and Facebook, because there's too many people who are on those sites to meet people. And when it comes to that, nobody really cares about their privacy. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about the internet, and we're talking about social networking sites with Ken Kawa of Sixth Estate. And it's an interesting conversation, Ken, when we discuss Facebook and Twitter as being, even to you guys who are privacy advocates, Twitter and Facebook have become indispensable.
Yeah, it would appear that, and it would appear that that way, I should say, Phil. And the reason I think it appears that way is simply you can't take the human factor out of anything, and you can't do what people don't want you to do. Privacy, the right to privacy, not having the government having access to your records, not having the government having access to private information. I think most people have probably told themselves a long time ago, the government's going to have access to that information anyway, and maybe in their mind the government should have access to that information. But let's take it a step further. What about, as I mentioned before you went to your commercial, what about industrial, private companies, private corporations? What about them having access to your private information?
And you think they can do that through Twitter?
Oh, absolutely they can do it through Twitter and Facebook. Of course they can. It's not a problem at all. What about a company that is owned by an individual you may know? What about a company that is owned by a competitor of yours? Do you want him to have your private information? That's what Twitter and Facebook represent. It represents a violation of that privacy, not so much at the level of government as at the level of the private corporation and private company and the private individual. So while Uncle Sam may have your information, and you may not have a problem with Uncle Sam, how do you feel about someone that you know or a company you're competing with?
Well, how do you feel about that? Because you said that even in your own organization and in your own area of activism, people who are privacy rights advocates, you can't get too crazy about it because you still want to have that contact with, you know, the social contact through Facebook.
That is very well said, and that's the problem. And that's not just the problem, that's the reality. I asked your listeners, and I asked them the question, are you willing to have your privacy compromised at the level of a private individual, another private individual having your information, or another private corporation or company having your information? Are you willing? And I already know what the answer is. The answer is yes, they are, because that's my answer. And that's the answer.
That's your answer.
That is the, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And that is the answer of a privacy advocate.
Yes, sir, it is. And the reason is that in the year 2005, as I was doing my research on forming Sixth Estate in conjunction with a journalism school in Indiana, and I had finalized my research and was discussing it with a couple of colleagues, I looked at a 15-year marriage that I was involved in and knew that I was really going through the motions with a lot of these things in my life because my wife and I no longer, as much as we love each other and as much as we enjoy being with each other, there wasn't any real significant sexual activity. And I know that I'm probably going a little far here, so just pull me in.
No, it's your life.
Well, there wasn't any significant sexual activity between us that I would call gratifying or exciting or exotic that I enjoyed. My own personal tastes, when it comes to that, it runs to what some would call the exotic. So as I was doing my research for Sixth Estate, I realized that I had a great need in my own personal life for a sex life that was exotic, if you will. And that's when I discovered MySpace. And I knew that as I put my personal information on MySpace and I set up my profile, that much of that information would be accessed someday by private individuals, private companies, or the government. And that I could very well have information get out there that would compromise me for the rest of my life. But when I met a young woman through MySpace, she lived in the city of Orange in Orange County, California, and we had several dates, and it was, to put it very bluntly, the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I made the decision that I would risk not only disease, but having my private information used by my ex-wife to blackmail me into giving her a larger share of the companies that we owned.
Now, all right, are you hearing what you're saying, though?
Of course I'm hearing what I'm saying. I've said this to myself. I've said this on other shows.
All right, but you're saying as a privacy advocate, as a privacy rights advocate, you willingly used a social media site to meet a young lady risking disease, as you put it. I guess that was unprotected sex, too, huh?
It was unprotected sex because it was done without thinking, and I acknowledge that. I'm acknowledging to you, in other words, everything that I've done that was done without any real rational intelligence until I found out that, of course, we want sex in all of its many permutations, in all of its depravity, as well as its glory. And it doesn't matter if someone is spying on us. It doesn't matter if someone has a camera in the window. We want it, and we're going to have it. And that's when I felt liberated.
Well, do you still consider, you say you feel liberated, that's interesting. Do you still consider yourself a privacy advocate?
Very, very much so, yes.
Except when it comes to these social media sites?
Except when it comes to the social media sites, because I can't be a hypocrite. I won't be a hypocrite. And in order for me to insist on privacy issues being recognized and observed on social media sites, I would have to be a crawling hypocrite, the lowest thing there is, and I refuse to do that. I've committed many, many deviant sexual acts. I refuse to be a crawling hypocrite.
All right, we'll be back with Mr. Ken Kawa on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk here with Ken Kawa from Sixth Estate. And we talk about privacy, Facebook, Twitter, and the right to privacy. You know, the Tea Party, and I'm going to say this very objectively because I believe that some very intelligent things have been said recently about the Tea Party. In fact, I heard them said during Occupy Wall Street, someone said, you know, the Tea Party is not an anti-Obama party. The Tea Party is an anti-Republican party. The Tea Party was formed more as a reaction to how ineffective and really how philosophically compromised the Republican Party had become. And in a lot of ways, Occupy Wall Street is the same. It is reacting to how the Democratic Party has been compromised. But you could even argue that you'd be surprised at how offended a lot of people get that the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street have more in common than they have opposite each other. What do you think of that?
To the extent that the Tea Party or Occupy Wall Street, Phil, interests me, I would have to say that's probably true. I think we are an unusual organization in the same way, that we believe in privacy, and we have an awful lot in common with the Tea Party when it comes to government interference in our lives. We do not want any government interference in our lives. We do not want any interference in our lives, to be honest with you. The compromising of our security, the compromising of our privacy, the compromising of our safety cannot and must not be allowed to stand. And I think it's safe to say, and I don't think this is an extreme comment, it's safe to say that you would lay your life down for that right, because that is our Constitution. And that's why the Facebook and Twitter issue became paramount, because I realized that I will lay my life down for the I will lay my life down to protect my privacy and to protect the rights of my family and my fellow Americans. And I will also use Facebook and Twitter to meet women, to, if I have to, put my private information out there on the internet so that those women can find it and contact me. Now, does that make me a hypocrite? Does that make me an individual that misrepresents my stance? I don't think it does. And
why?
Well, I don't think it does because I'm being very blunt and honest. I'm saying I will give my life for privacy issues, but I am also addicted to the social media sites. I'm addicted to Twitter.
So do you have a Twitter account?
I have a Twitter account, and Sixth Estate has a Twitter account, and we have Facebook page that we invite people to give us their information, their name, address, and so forth, so that we can send them information, their email addresses. And knowing all along, as we ask them for that, that information is going to go to Facebook, which was founded and funded and has been promoted by computer hackers. This man that started Facebook is an admitted hacker, and I find myself not caring so long as I can be on Facebook and make friends with these young students that I've gotten to know.
And the young female students.
Young female students, yes.
You know, the first thing you said as we left the break, or going into the break, was, I don't want to be seen as a hypocrite, you said. I don't mind being involved in the most base and the most exotic and the most depraved sex acts, but please, God, don't make me a hypocrite.
That is correct, yes.
Well, are you not a hypocrite when you say that I believe in privacy issues, but I also am willing to throw my privacy to the wind when it comes to Facebook and Twitter because I want to meet women?
I'm thinking of a good way to approach my answer to that, Phil. No, I do not think I'm a hypocrite because I'm sharing with people the reality that in many ways I am philosophically a failure.
And as a, if don't mind me interrupting you, are you a philosophical failure? Do you have the right to lead an organization called Sixth Estate?
That is a good question, and my answer to that would be until someone comes along that has a vision such as mine. I had the vision that started Sixth Estate, and until someone comes along and has a vision that can carry Sixth Estate into the future, then I don't think that I... no, I don't think that I am a hypocrite running the organization. No one else has such a vision as I, that even if they were consistent and believed in privacy to the point that they stayed away from Facebook and they stayed away from Twitter and social network sites, they still wouldn't have enough vision to guide this organization to where it needs to be, and that is securing the privacy of all Americans. Only I have that, even though I am philosophically compromised by...
All right, I want to ask you a question here.
By my membership in Facebook. Go ahead.
All right. I'm someone that wants more information on Sixth Estate. I'm someone that wants more information on privacy rights, not only my privacy when it comes to the government, but yes, my privacy when it comes to private organizations. I find out that you are one of the leading advocates of that, and that, but at the same time, you are, have a private Facebook page. Do you?
Yes, I do.
How many friends do you have?
Oh, I've got probably a couple of thousand, I think, if I looked at it.
You've got 2,000?
Yes, sir, I do. And most of them are female. That's the reason why I'm on Facebook.
Are you still married?
Yes, I am.
You're still married, and you're on Facebook, and you are meeting women.
I am meeting young women, yes, sir. And let me, Phil, I know that this is all very confusing. And,
well, yeah, it's very confusing.
But I wanted you to understand the unique situation that I have myself in. When I started Sixth Estate, I didn't think anyone would be of so much interest that I would attract a following. I wanted my organization to have a following, and I wanted the philosophy of privacy rights to be disseminated, to spread around the country. But I didn't know that I personally would exhibit any magnetism that would cause females to want to friend me on Facebook. So I did not anticipate this.
And all right, so you didn't anticipate your own personal attractiveness?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
All right, so when that happened, you suddenly became a fan of Facebook.
Well, I've always been a fan of Facebook. I've never not been a fan of Facebook. What I wasn't a fan of was the fact that the company was founded by hackers, and this Zuckerberg is a hacker. He's an admitted hacker, and his friends are too. And I wasn't a fan of that, and I wasn't a fan of, because they're admitted hackers, they most likely have hacked into every single account on Facebook. And that makes me very angry, and there's nothing I can do about it. I'll let them hack into my account daily if they want to, so long as I can maintain my connection to some of these younger women that I've been able to get phone numbers from and to have a contact with in ways beyond just as a teacher student.
You were a teacher at one time, right?
No, well, yes, I was. Yes, I was.
All right, so this is you living out a fantasy?
Well, I don't think that's germane to the conversation, but
let me interrupt you again, and I apologize, Ken. We're talking to Ken Cowher, number 877-876-PHIL, and he's saying that even though he believes in privacy rights and privacy issues, etc., Twitter and Facebook have been a boon for you personally, so you're willing to have your privacy compromised because you're meeting a lot of women.
Yes, I am. I'm meeting a lot of women. I know what it sounds like. I know what it sounds like, and I've wrestled with this for a long time. But at the end of the day, I have to say it's worth it. I am a man in his mid-40s, and I met a woman who is 21 years of age, who is a huge fan of Sixth Estate and believes that I am a genius. Well, that was like, you got to understand, I didn't even have to, I said hi, and that's all I needed to do.
Okay, so what? I mean, see, this is what people are going to say.
So what?
Well, wait a minute. People are going to say, here you are, Mr. Privacy, but all of a sudden you're getting laid, and...
I didn't use the word getting laid, sir. And
Well, no, you didn't, but you might as well, okay? Isn't that what we're talking about?
I'm just saying I never used that word. And
all right, but I mean, you're saying that you were Mr. Privacy until you found out that you could go over to Twitter, go over to Facebook, whatever, and meet women and have sex with them, and now maybe you ain't so much of a privacy guy.
I don't think that's the way I'd put it.
Well, how would you put it? How would you put it to make people comfortable that want to join your organization?
Well, the way I would put it to make people comfortable who are joining my organization was I would say to them, ignore what I'm doing. It's got nothing to do with you, and it's none of your business. What Sixth Estate is about is protecting the rights of the individual and the privacy of the individual against government and corporate espionage. And to that end, I advise you to get rid of your Twitter accounts, get rid of your Facebook accounts. And yes, I understand that I have Twitter accounts, and yes, I understand I have Facebook, Phil, and I understand that Sixth Estate has accounts there. But just, I would say to them, get rid of your accounts and just use your email and communication with us, and never mind what I do, because it's none of your business anyway. And it has nothing to do with our larger message.
You don't think that would be off-putting to somebody, say it's none of your business?
I don't know. But you asked me what I would say. It's not come up.
Well, I can guarantee it's going to come up now.
Well, it might.
No, I can guarantee it'll come up now because people are going to say, hey, I heard you on the radio the other night, and you said that you have a Twitter account, a Facebook account, you're getting laid because of it, but still, people shouldn't do that.
Well, again, I wouldn't put words into people's mouths, Mr. Henry. You don't know what they're going to say. I dare say we may find a large number of people who agree with me and believe in privacy rights, but also think that Facebook's the greatest thing that happened to them since their divorce. So it's tough.
Well, I mean, to me, you sound like a guy that has all these heavy political views. But, hey, ain't Twitter and Facebook fun? Tell you what, hold on for a minute here, Ken. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk to Ken Kawa, who is the head of Sixth Estate. And this is an organization that believes in the rights of the individual to privacy. But at the same time, he's got a Facebook page where he meets women. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I wouldn't put it that way, though.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the world famous Phil Henry Show phone number, and with me is Ken Kawa at Lincoln's Restaurant in Laguna Beach as we talk about his organization, Sixth Estate, and the fact that they have fought very hard for the rights of individuals to maintain their privacy in the face of increasing corporate as well as government intrusion and infringement. But even as we say that, Ken, you have been talking here this evening about your, you know, use of Facebook, your use of Twitter, and your use of these other social networking or social media sites. And so we, of course, are left with the impression that you have even yourself admitted to that there's a little dichotomy. I don't want to call you a hypocrite. I know you don't like that word, you know.
That is exactly correct, Phil. I don't like the word, and I've never considered myself to be a hypocrite. At worst, I think, as I've said to you, I don't mind being called a moral degenerate. I've engaged in acts with women 20 years my junior that would qualify me as a moral...
Well, I'm not interested in that. I mean, we keep drifting back. I'm interested in your philosophical a consistency here when it comes to the privacy issue?
Well, and that is a good question, and I don't think I've got an answer for you. I can simply say that I've done the very best that I can, but I know that there's a lot more that I could do. A hypocrite? No, I am not. But that's why I leave these other descriptions. You understand what I'm saying?
In other words, you allow me to call you a moral degenerate and reprehensible, but not a hypocrite.
Not a hypocrite, no. And the reason is because I'm honest with why I have split my philosophy into two parts, two conflicting parts that have nothing to do with each other.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL is our number. On the line with me is Ken Kowa, C-O-W-A-A, and we're talking with him about Sixth Estate, which is his organization. This is Ian. Go ahead, Ian. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Ian.
Mr. Ian, I was wanted to ask this gentleman if he's ever had a man by the name of Morris Norton.
Give me the name again.
Well, his name is Morris Norton. He's got a organization in the UK. It's like this, very similar. It's like a privacy issue.
I don't know, Mr. Norton. I know of a couple of organizations in the United Kingdom.
Well, this is an organization in the UK that tries to protect the rights of people who are on Facebook or Twitter and so forth, right?
Right.
And so he was a man who was put in jail. When they put him in jail, because they found him to be a moral degenerate, right? Like you were saying, you call yourself a moral degenerate, right?
Yes, I do call myself a moral degenerate, but I've never done anything to be jailed for.
Right. Well, I'm not sure if he had or not, but he said he believed in privacy rights, right? And they found him, he was a moral degenerate, right? Because he'd have it on with little boys, right? And he have it on with little girls and this kind of thing, right?
I will tell you right now, I've never done anything like that. If this is what my saying that I'm a moral degenerate is getting me, I will tell you that I have never, ever had any kind of encounter or interaction with children. And
all right, that's a crime, Ian, you know.
No, it's right, it's a crime. That this man was involved in the UK, it's not I'm not saying the man here, but I was wondering if he knew this man, of what he'd done, you know.
No, I don't know the man. I've never heard of him. I understand there are organizations in the United Kingdom that are of similar charter.
You know, have you ever heard of Jack Longley?
No, sir, I've never heard of him.
He's getting all little boys, right, and little girls. And sometimes, they found him with his mother, you know, and had sex with his own mother. He had sex with his own aunt, had sex with his grandmother. It's the worst kind of man. When you talk about moral degenerate.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, you said that you don't mind being a moral degenerate. I think the caller wonders just how far you'll go.
Well, I go a pretty long way, Ian. There's no question that what I've done with my life is probably a disgrace because I've said that I believe in privacy rights, you know.
You say you believe in privacy rights, and I understand that, and that's good, and that's right. But if you believe in privacy rights, and you go and you use Facebook, right?
That's correct, yes.
And you use Facebook, you use Twitter, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Right, and you go and find a little boy, not a little boy, you're not finding a little boy, and then you find like a girl, right, and you have some kind of sex with her, some sort of degenerate sex, right?
Yes, that is correct. I do have degenerate sex, yes.
Right. And like, okay, so where do you stop, right? You're not going to stop in...
Well, I'm not going to do anything that's illegal, you see.
Right, but okay, you're not going to do anything that's illegal, right, but are you going to... What you got to do, right? If you're going to be married and you have like 100 girlfriends you meet on Facebook, even though you believe in privacy, you will put your name and your email address out on Facebook, right? On Twitter.
That's correct, yes.
And you're going to meet girls, They have sex with them and all this, and degenerate sex, like you say.
Well, I'm hard-pressed, Ian, to find out what is degenerate sex when it comes to a man and a woman. But, you know, there isn't much that men and women should be kept from doing together.
Right, well, it's all except the backside, right? You're not going to do the backside, are you? You know?
All right, well, let's not get graphic here, okay?
Well, I'm not trying to be graphic. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't want to go into that. I will just say I've told you I'm a moral degenerate.
Right, well, because you're a moral degenerate, that's right, you're going to have sex with a girl, and you'll probably have sex with a backside, right?
Okay, we're done with that discussion. I think the answer to that question is probably yes.
Yes, that would be yes. In fact, I am such a moral degenerate, and
you almost call yourself a hypocrite right there, right?
No, I was not going to call myself a hypocrite, but I am such a moral degenerate when it comes to the kind of sex you just mentioned. That I
was you in? Did you have it with a man? You have it with another man?
I don't want to say.
That's a yes. That's a yes. Yeah.
All right, Ian. Thank you very much.
Right. That's a yes.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Ken. I don't know what the hell we proved by having him on. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's a yes.
Phil Hendry.
Well, a young man, he pressed me for it.